The topic that I chose, the relationship of Avos Hashem to Avos HaTorah, is vast. I wanted to pick one small slice of it, one sliver. And before I begin that, I just wanted to mention the very famous Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, which all of you know. The Rambam in the third mitzvah of the Mitzvah Saseh is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. It's the very remarkable words of the Rambam, because the Rambam gives you the understanding that the Hasog of Hashem gives a person a tremendous euphoric feeling, tachlis hatainuk, which is an interesting thing. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, when he speaks about Avos Hashem, he says, "Ketzad yiderech la'avosai, k'shiz bein an adam b'maisa b'bruv ha'nifloim b'yirem em chachmoso sheng la'erech v'lo ketz, b'yadu m'shabeyach u'mefoyer u'mis'ave ta'avo gedolo leida es Hashem ha'godol." He quotes the pasuk of David HaMelech, "Tzoma nafshi le'lokim l'keil choy." So there's a thirsting or a yearning. It's very interesting that the Rambam here in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, doesn't speak about a yearning. A yearning can sometimes be painful almost. Nichsefa v'gam kol sonavshi, there's a thirst, there's a desire, there's a hunger, but it isn't necessarily ever relieved. You just have a greater and greater hunger, a greater and greater desire. The magnet is pulling you. You know, you can speak about, the Rambam speaks in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Teshuva about Avos Hashem and mitzvahs and avoda me'ava, and he speaks about that as avas hanoshim. And the woman is a desired person, doesn't mean that you have her. In the same way that he says, kol shir ashir mashal hu l'inyon zeh. And then you have, pasachtini kamtini liftoyach doidicha makover. It's not so simple. And yet, with the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he speaks about, b'nis aneg b'hasagoso tachlis hatainuk, v'zosi yo'ava amechuyedis. It's a very remarkable thing. Don't you think? I mean, it's something that the Rambam is telling you, that the desire leads to a resolution. You have this incredible hanah, tachlis hatainug, and that is the definition of Avos Hashem. Remarkable. But another thing that's remarkable, and also distinction perhaps between the Rambam in the Yad and the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, is where you get this ava from. What are you being misbonen in? Here it says, mitzvosav upa ulosav. In the Rambam, in the Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't mention anything about mitzvosav, but he does speak about Torah, and I guess that's what we assume. It means thinking about the mitzvahs and the Torah over here. In the Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't mention mitzvahs, he doesn't mention Torah. He mentions only maisav ubruav and ifloim, which sounds to me very much like looking into nature, science, astronomy, etc., etc. You look at a beautiful sunset, that's, you get a thirst and a yearning to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created all of this. But here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes the Sifri. L'fi shenema v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, eini yodeya keitzat o'ev es ha'mokom. Talmud lomar v'hoyu hadvorim ha'eila asher anochi mitzavcha yom al levavecha. Shemitoch kach ato makir es mi she'omar v'hoyu ha'olam. So mi she'omar v'hoyu ha'olam, you can be makir through looking at the olam. But here it says you makir the Ribbono Shel Olam through Limud HaTorah. Through Limud HaTorah you discover the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is Misha Amar V'hoyo Olam. Hinei kvar be'er l'cho ki be'estakus tis ames l'cho asoga v'yagia again ha'tainug v'tovo yo'ava be'echrech. Very remarkable. Ram says the hava is compelled by the tainug. The tainug comes from the haskola. The haskola comes from the learning of Torah. So Torah brings you to Avos Hashem. That's what the Sifri says, and that's what the Rambam repeats. But I want to emphasize one nekuda, one small nekuda. Chazal, as you know, in Maseches Nedarim, say, Ma'avda Aretz al Shalom Berchu Batorah Techila. Shalom Berchu Batorah Techila has many different meanings and different interpretations. The most famous, which perhaps is the Ran and the embellishments on the Ran, but I would like to suggest that Shalom Berchu Batorah Techila, which bracha are we talking about? Which Berchu Batorah Techila? The Shabbach Abonim Mikol Amim? Or are we talking about Lasa B'Divrei Sor V'Harev? So first of all, I would like to make a suggestion that one interpretation could certainly be that it is the latter. The bracha that we say at the very beginning, and we say it once, and we don't say it by Kriyas HaTorah, and I think the reason that we wouldn't say it by Kriyas HaTorah is simply because Kriyas HaTorah does not lead to Vaharevna. Vaharevna is only possible, really, with Torah Shebaal Peh. Vaharevna is only possible with genuine Iyun. And Vaharevna is only possible if a person is able to himself engage the Torah, his own creativity, his own understanding, his own Havana. That's one thing. But there's another thing. If I am allowed to use the Lashon HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, of the tainug that he gets, Vaharevna is a bakosha that we should arrive at that tainug in learning Torah, which inevitably leads to Avas Hashem. And in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, after saying Lasok B'Divrei Torah, you know, not everyone says Lasok B'Divrei Torah, Sfardim, there was once a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva from the Ashkenazi community, who was a very powerful speaker, and he was invited into Ateret Torah to give a drasha to be mechazik the learning there, and he kept hammering away at the fact that the bracha says la'asot b'divrei Torah, and what esek is, it has to be treated like business, and quoted the Chofetz Chaim, when you go into business, you know, you try to kill your opponents, and you knock yourself out, and you go to Medina Sayyam, and you stay away from your family for days and weeks, all to make the dollar, and that's how you should feel about Torah, that's why it says la'asot b'divrei Torah. And while he's talking, this little kid on the third row, you know, probably a freshman in the high school or something, lifts up his hand very meekly, and nobody's paying the slightest attention to him. Finally, when he's finished, says, "What is it?" He says, "We don't say la'asok b'divrei Torah, we say al divrei Torah." But the bracha continues, and that pretty much everyone is on the same page, except maybe how many tzetzo'enu you say. It's also a shaila, but the rest of it, b'niya anachnu b'tzetzo'enu, Kulanu Yodei Shmecha v'lo Medei Sarasecha Lishma. What is Yodei Shmecha? That's what I want to talk about in these few minutes that we have. What is Yodei Shmecha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make the words of the Torah sweet. And what's next? What's next? Kulanu Yodei Shmecha v'lo Medei Sarasecha. Sweet leads to Yodei Shmecha. We shall be Yodei Shmecha. How are you Yodei Shmecha in learning Torah? Or actually, what does Yodei Shmecha mean? We should know Hashem's name. So the first thing that I wanted to start with is the pasuk for Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, many of these makaris you already know. Minayin lebirchas HaTorah lefaneh, shenema ki shem Hashem ekra, Havu Goda Lelokeinu. When I call out Hashem's name, you should give greatness to his name. Havu Godel to him who is Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Havu Godel Lenu, he's challenging and encouraging the people to respond. Havu Godel Lelokeinu. Where do you see Birchas HaTorah over here? So Rashi says the following. Kishabo Moshe Liftoach B'divrei Shira. He's about to say the Shira Ha'azinu, Atokisu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, and he's about to recite it to Bnei Yisrael. V'lamdo Es Bnei Yisrael Sima B'fiyem. So he says, before I begin, I'm going to ask you, Ani Avarich Tchilo V'atem Anu Acharav Amen. That's what Rashi says. So the Cheftz of Torah that we're talking about is Shira Ha'azinu. Where is Shirazinu mentioned in this pasuk? It's not Be'etzem mentioned in the pasuk itself, but it's taken for granted because it is a pasuk in Hazinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is about to begin Hazinu. So, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I, what does Ki Shem Hashem Ekra mean? When I am Mevarech, the Birchas HaTorah, before Hazinu, because the Ki Shem Hashem Ekra is not referring to Hazinu. According to Rashi, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra is the bracha. And you, what is your role in response? Atem ta'anu amen. So according to him, ki shem Hashem ekra bibracha, that's what Rashi adds, ki shem, just to make it clear, ki shem Hashem ekra bibracha, So the Ani Avarech Tchila is the Kishem Hashem Ekra. And the Chomer that we're talking about, how do you know talking about that and not eating food or some other activity? The answer is because he's in the middle of Hazinu. He started to say Hazinu. He begins with a bracha. This is the Birchas HaTorah that we're talking about. And Atem HaVugodol, you answer Amen. And he says the same thing is V'achim Mefarshuli B'Maseches Yuma. In Yuma it says on Daflam Etzayin Amad Aleph Tanya Rabbi Yoyma Kishem Hashem Eko HaVugodol Lelukeinu Amal Emoshel Yisrael B'Shoah Shani Maskir Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atem HaVugodol. So again, Maskir Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we assume the Gemara means? He makes the bracha Birchas HaTorah. There is a Simon Chav Dalit in the Shagas Aryeh that discusses the sugya of Hiru Kedibur at great length. And in that sugya, after mentioning the possibilities of stiris in the Rambam and so on, he makes the following comment. Bal Korchenu Tzorich Loma Ledas HaRambam, right? The Birchas HaTorah Loidomi Lishar Mitzvahs. He means learning Torah is different than other mitzvahs, and therefore Birchas HaTorah is a different kind of bracha. Shaloi Ne'emar Bohem Dibur, in the other mitzvahs, you don't have specifically a chiyuv of Dibur. Ela, Domi, the Kriyashma. Birchas Torah is like Kriyashma. That's what he times. And by Kriyashma, we definitely say Hiru Lav Kedibur. Mishum de kivan de alfinon lebirchas haTorah lefonim, lefaneha he means, mikra de kishem Hashem ekra, kivan de ksiv ekra, haynu keman de ksiv dibur domi, the ekra haynu dibur, vein chayav bebirchas haTorah lefaneha ala ba'osik baTorah al yedei kriya bedibur mamish, avolo al yedei hiru. According to the Man Yoma, that says hiru lav kedibur. So what did the Shagas Aryeh just say? He just said that you see from the Makar that teaches us Birchas HaTorah that the bracha should only be on Torah that is said bepeh, bedibur, and not, as many others hold, including the Gra, that the Birchas HaTorah should be said even when we are just Maharer b'Torah. Where does he get that from? Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVugodol Lelokeinu. Where's the Dibur? Kishem Hashem Ekra, according to Rashi, goes on what? On the bracha, not on the Torah learning. The Torah learning is implicit. The Torah learning is not even mentioned in this pasuk. It's implicit in the fact that it's in the context of Azinu. But according to the Shagas Aryeh, he's basing his whole Torah on the word Ekra, that Kriya means Dibur. Of course, the bracha is b'dibur. Nobody's denying that the bracha is b'dibur. Nobody's talking about being maharer on the bracha. We're talking about whether the bracha is required for a hearer b'divrei Torah. So it's very obvious that the Shagas Aryeh learned this Gemara, Maseches Brachas, in great contradistinction from Rashi. Completely different from Rashi. How did he learn the words, Kishem Hashem Ekra? When I am going to say Divrei Torah, meaning Hazinu. And Kishem Hashem Ekra refers to what? What's the Ekra? Hazinu. Havu Godol Lelokeinu. Then we have a chiyuv to make a bracha. And Amen is implicit. It's not even mentioned Amen here, according to the Shagas Aryeh. Because there's no room for Amen. Kishem Hashem Ekra is when he starts learning. Havu Godol Lelokeinu, we have to make a bracha. It means we have to make a bracha first. So there's a complete machloikas in how you read the words and what the words Kishem Hashem Ekra are referring to. According to Rashi, it's referring to the Birchas HaTorah. According to the Shagas Aryeh, it's referring to the Torah itself. By the way, according to Rashi, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that it refers to the bracha, makes perfect sense, because the Yikar of the bracha is the Shem Hashem. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I recite the Shem Hashem, bibracha. But according to the Shagas Aryeh, that Kishem Hashem Ekra, Ekra refers to the Torah. What does it mean, Kishem Hashem Ekra? You should have said Ki Azinu Ekra, Ki Divrei Torah Ekra. What is Kishem Hashem Ekra? So it's very obvious that the Shagas Aryeh was not bothered by this question. that he doesn't agree with Rashi, all right. But that he saw in Kishem Hashem Ekra, and he knows Rashi, of course, so that he knows to say differently, he has to be confident that what he says makes sense in the words themselves. So how does Kishem Hashem Ekra refer to Torah? It says Ekra Hashem Hashem. It doesn't say Ekra HaTorah. But the answer is that Torah is Shem Hashem. That's part of the answer of Kulanu Yodei Shmecha. So it's very fascinating. The Marsha in Chidush HaGodes in Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says Matzasi Kosuv Dahochi Mashma Lebichas HaTorah Kishem Hashem Ekra Dahainu Kishani Koirei BaTorah Shehi Kula Shemot Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish Mila B'Mila, what I just said. He learns like the Shagas Aryeh, the same as the Shagas Aryeh, that Ekra refers to the Torah. And why is it called Shem Hashem, Ekra? Why is learning Torah called Shem Hashem? Because Shem Hashem is the Torah, Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaTorah Boisi Yisrael, Hi Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki De'isa B'Midrashas. Davud Ram. Gassinim B'Tosefta D'Brachas Ha'isa Mitzvah Tzarech Levarech Lefanea. Bishami Maisilo Mikra Vetnuchas Alukas Etluchas Ha'evin HaTorah B'Mitzvah. Ma Torah tuna bracha, af mitzvah tuna bracha. How do you know that Torah is tuna bracha? The kasinim bebrachas beperek mishem eisai, chaf aluf amad aluf. Hakari batar mevarach lefanel, acharel lefanel minalan. The ksiv kishem Hashem ekra v'godol lelkenu, v'oimer bracha to Hashem lamdei nichu kecha. V'atayra nikreis shem Hashem, lefi shehi melamedes kvoid shemoy. V'chein kosov im loisish malases kol divrei HaTorah hazoi, saksuv basef hazeh, liyira es Hashem anichbad v'anoyra hazeh, so first of all, you see clearly that the Shagas Aryeh doesn't lack for company. The Avud Ram agrees with him, and the Marsha agrees with him, and the truth of the matter is there are 20 others for him that agree with him as well, although there are those who agree with Rashi, obviously, and there are those who even ask on the Shagas Aryeh based on this Rashi. So it's a machlokas. Machlokas, how do you see Kishem Hashem Ekra? What I find fascinating is that the Marsha's explanation and the Avud Ram's explanation of why the Torah is called Shem Hashem, very different. The Marsha says because they are actually Shemos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you have to understand what that means. Now the truth is that if you reorganize the letters of the Torah, as the Ramban says in his Akdama to the whole Chumash, to his Pirush on Chumash, at the very beginning, everything is in the Torah. All knowledge is in the Torah, all science is in the Torah, all the mathematical formulas you could want. It's just that we don't have the key to open it up. We don't know how to be misadded those osios to know the shemus of the malachim. The malachim have a Torah. They didn't want the Torah to come down. He asks Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them, you have parents that says, kabinas aviv hasimecha, so what was their havamina? The answer is because their Torah is not the words that we have in the Torah. Their Torah is a different compilation, a different amalgamation of the osios. So whatever the Torah is, it includes shemus of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But does that really mean that when we learn the Torah, we have a shaykhus to those shmaisim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is therein contained? So if you don't have a shaykhus to it, maybe you can make birchas HaTorah on it, because it may be b'chlal masayin mona, but it certainly does nothing for us per se, unless you're a great mekubal and that's what you're learning. But if you're learning the regular Torah, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh, and you don't end up with this esoteric havana of the Torah, then where do we encounter shmaisim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over the place? On the other hand, according to the Avud Ram, and I repeat his words, "V'atayra nikrei shem Hashem lefi shehi melamedes kvoid shemay." So my hergish is that if you want to measure if you're really learning Torah properly, so a person asks himself, you know, I'm spending the time. So the first thing a person says, I don't enjoy it. Well, tanu gadol, it's a good measure. He doesn't enjoy it. If he doesn't enjoy it, there's something wrong. There's something very wrong. In going into this a little bit deeper, when a person learns Torah, he has to fall in love. I don't know if any of you have ever fallen in love. But it's a hergesh that fills you with something that pulls you and demands of you. And it creates, a genuine love creates a tremendous desire to serve and to protect. What I'm trying to say is that learning Torah in the ultimate madrega of really achieving emes Talmud Torah makes you want to do whatever you can for the Nosei HaTorah. And I think that in the end, that's exactly what Yoda Ishmecha really means, ultimately. The Rambam is talking not about Avas HaTorah. In Mitzvah Gimel, he's talking about Avas Hashem. How does he jump from that learning of the Torah that the Sifri is talking about? How do you get to Avas Hashem? V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela. V'haftei Hashem alokecha is followed by v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela. V'shinantum levonecha v'dibartobo. So how do you get to that? Avas Hashem, says the Sifri, by learning Torah. What's the connection? Okay, so I love the Torah. So obviously, they understood. And anyone who learns Torah seriously has to feel the same way. It's inevitable. That you cannot love Torah per se. And I think that Al Shaloi Beruch about Torah Tchila was exactly that. What does it mean to love Torah alone? What it means to love Torah alone is you like its mathematics, you like its lumdus, you like the play of the ideas, you enjoy the plays on words, you enjoy the literary aspects, you have a tremendous satisfaction from the shakla vitaria, from the question and the answer. And that you could gain from many, many other intellectual activities. Maybe not more, maybe not less. So if a person is studying Shakespeare, he can have a tremendous hanah of Shakespeare. I don't think that anybody falls madly in love with Shakespeare himself. Maybe. It could be that some people got so excited, we don't even know who authored Shakespeare, whether it was Shakespeare or was Shakespeare. So whoever it was, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter to anyone. Not so the Torah. The Torah is Dvar Hashem. And the Rambam is telling you that you come to Avas Hashem through learning Torah. I want to say the corollary of that, the implication of that, that the only way you can judge whether you're really learning Torah is whether you come to Avas Hashem. And that kind of feeling, the Rambam says, shenasigehu v'nis'aneg b'hasogoso. He doesn't say v'nis'aneg b'hasogas ha'Torah. Now, you all know the famous introduction of the Eglei Tal. It's been repeated hundreds of times in many, many Svarim of Musar and Ashkofa ever since he wrote it. The Sacher Trevor, the Avnei Nezer. So he wrote this Sefer on the Hilchos Malachas called Eglei Tal. He didn't cover all the Malachas. It was never finished. But in the Hakdama, he speaks about learning Torah Lishma. And he says that people think that learning Torah Lishma demands of you not to want to enjoy it, not to strive to have Hanoah, to have that Tainug that the Rambam here is talking about. And he says, no, it's not true, it's the exact opposite. But Dafka, that's the Iker of Limud HaTorah, is to have this tremendous satisfaction. You love learning, you enjoy learning. But what the Rambam is not, he's not talking about loving learning. He's talking about loving Hashem. And he's talking about not the Hasaga of learning, he's talking about the Hasaga of Hashem through learning. So that is Yodei Shmecha. That is exactly Yodei Shmecha. In the Rishimus of the Rav in Brachas, he has Ha'aris that come from the Shiurim that the Rav gave in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Brachas, not on the Masechta, but in the Hilchos Brachas. And he writes there, in the name of the Rav, that The fundamental yesod of Birchas HaTorah is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Let me read to you maybe just one or two lines from the Loshon that he has over there. He says, V'nira od mishum hochi mevorchim baruch hu as Hashem ha-mevorach lefnei kriyas HaTorah כדי לקבל עול מלכות שמיים קודם תלמוד תורה. שתלמוד תורה הוא מעשה של קבלת עול מלכות שמיים. ודין זה נלמד מסדר קריאת התורה של עזרא, שכוסוב, ויפתח עזרא הספר לעיני כל העם, ויברך עזרא את השם האלוקים הגדול ויענו כל העם אמן אמן. ונראה משום הקיום דקבלת עול מלכות שמיים שבתלמוד תורה, אנו מברכים ונהיה אנחנו וצאצאינו etc. Kulanu yodei shmecho v'lomdei saresecha l'shma v'rachata Hashem ha-malamei Torah l'amo Yisrael. Shonu makirim sh'Hashem hu ha-malamei Torah l'amo Yisrael u'mekablim al atzmenu limsar es ha-Torah l'doros ha-boyim v'zeh mahave chalois kiyum l'kabolas ol malchus shamayim. So really, according to him, this, of course, makes perfect sense why we say kulanu yodei shmecho. It's a kiyum, literally, of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, just like Kriya Shema. And it could very well be that the Shagas Aryeh, if you want to merge the two ideas together, is saying just like by Kriya Shema, it has to be Al Yidei Kriya, it's never enough Al Yidei Hira Ba'alma, maybe Limud HaTorah is a form of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim as well, and requires Kriya, requires Dibur. So, person is learning Torah, and we follow the Mahalach of Yodei Shmecha V'Lomdei Saresecha L'Shma, and we have an agenda of achieving a level of learning which allows us to reach that point. And if a person doesn't reach that point, he has to be Bodek himself and ask, where did I go wrong? What's missing? What's missing? So, you know, the Rambam in the 10th Perek, which I quoted before, and that's what I'd like to finish with, because we don't have enough time to go much deeper into this. But the Rambam says in the 10th Perek that Kol Shir Hashirim Moshel Hu L'Inyan Zeh. Which Inyan? That you don't do it because of ulterior motives. Now, in Limud HaTorah, there are dozens and dozens of ulterior motives. First of all, you're in the school. You're in the school, and that's what they do. That's an ulterior motive, maybe the simplest ulterior motive. Well, what am I supposed to do during all that time? So I do it. That's number one. Another ulterior motive is the praise that you get, the respect that you get from your rebbeim, a good shidduch might be an ulterior motive for some, etc., etc. There are a lot of ulterior motives why a person should be matzliach in learning. Some have the ulterior motive of simply enjoying the agenda, you know, having the energy itself. It's exciting. The people who learn, and they love to joust in learning, mechamta shel Torah, esvahiv besufa. But then there is the Berchu B'Torah Tchila. So what is Berchu B'Torah Tchila? It's Yodei Shmecha. So Yodei Shmecha V'Lomdei Saresecha L'Shma. So you learn Torah L'Shma. Learn Torah L'Shma, L'Shem HaTorah, L'Shem Limud HaTorah, as the Nefesh HaChaim says. But is that enough? Are we finished? Where's the Yodei Shmecha? So I think the Yodei Shmecha is the test, is, am I learning Torah? Does that Torah lead to Avas Hashem? Does that learning Torah, when I finish my Seder, do I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more because of the Seder that I learned? But it's not just the authorship, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something much more subtle and maybe even inexplicable. It might not even make sense. You know, I tell people, and it's not because of me, it's just like the Rav used to say, the only person I really know is myself. That's why I talk about myself. That's what the Rav used to say. I talk about myself because I know myself. I don't know anybody else. So sometimes when nobody's around, because otherwise it's a little embarrassing, I guess, but when nobody's around and it's deep in the night and it's very quiet and all I have is the Rambam, and I finished looking at a Rambam and all of a sudden I see something that I never saw before, and I realize that that is maybe perhaps the Pshat in the Rambam. I might change my mind the next week, but that is the Pshat in the Rambam. And all of a sudden, I clutch the Rambam close and I start dancing with the Rambam. And I think I'm dancing with the Rambam. Like somebody's dancing with his kala, and there's no mitzvah dance, nobody's around. But I'm dancing with my kala. And it's a very euphoric moment, but inevitably, and again, I say it because that's my experience, it never ends with the Rambam. It goes from the Rambam to Tereseinu HaKadosha, and ultimately, and immediately, it's not like it's step by step. Nothing else has to happen. But it's just one continuum of Ahava, a tremendous Ahava for the Ribbono Shel Olam that gave me this Torah, and that gave me the opportunity to learn Torah, which is an unbelievable thing. You think that everybody has an opportunity to learn Torah. You are Yechidei Sgula. There's no one like you in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Maybe there's one person like you. Maybe. I think Oshkosh is in Wisconsin. But in any case, wherever it is. You know, in Peoria, there's one guy like you.
A professor in an Ivy League school told me that
they had 13 years of Judaic studies, whatever that includes. And they're wearing yarmulkes, the boys. And they come, and after 6 months, they're not wearing yarmulkes. And after 12 months, they're not eating kosher. And after 18 months, they're with shiksas. Can't believe how that kind of deterioration could happen so quickly. You are Yechidei Sgula. And they are not learning Torah Hashem. They don't have the slightest concept of Yodei Shmecha. They never had a concept of Yodei Shmecha. And that's how they ended up, but their parents don't have a concept of Yodei Shmecha. And because they don't have a concept of Shmecha, they never understood how beautiful and incredible Torah is. And if they would have, they never would have gone to Yodei, because it's a stupid place to go if you want to learn Torah with Hasmada. It isn't the place to go for Torah by Hasmada, I can guarantee you that. You can go there for a lot of other things, but you're not going to go there for Torah by Hasmada. So you are Yechidei Sgula. You have to know who you are before you engage in the agenda of learning Torah. Because you're holding up the whole world, and there aren't that many of us. There are many more thousands than there were maybe 50 years ago, and all this talk about there's as much Torah learning now going on in the world as in the time of Surim Pumpadisa might even be true. But even in the time of Surim Pumpadisa, there were plenty of people who weren't learning Torah at all. And many people were completely off the derech. And many people had no shaychus to Yiddishkeit. And many people who were assimilated into the Babylonian cultures or whatever was going on at the time. It's never any different. Till Yemos HaMashiach, it's going to be Mola Oretz Deos Hashem. Until then, it's up to us. But the agenda isn't just learning. The agenda is the learning that brings us to Avas Hashem. Yashar Koyach.